Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Robert Hamm, R-O-B-E-R-T, H-A-M-M, Robert Hamm. Date of birth 5/18/1983, date of accident February 6, 2022, and date of service is 6/6/2022. Mr. Robert Hamm allegedly is a victim of an automobile accident when he hit another car in a T-bone fashion, passenger side of another car. Now, on a service drive on 8 Mile Northwestern, when the other car did not stop on a red light. As a result, the patient started having pain in the lower back and into the right thumb. He was unable to bend his right thumb at all, and he was seen by orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Hockey, and a splint was given, spica splint, and he was provided a conservative treatment, and the patient is recovering. Currently, he is able to have increased movements in the thumb. He was also found to have, and he was complaining of pain in the right side of tailbone area or sacroiliitis. The patient has been provided a conservative treatment. A MRI that was done showed a bulging disc at L4, L5, and a herniated disc at L5, S1, leading to bilateral neural foramen stenosis by facet arthropathy. And the patient has never had a radiation or radiculopathy to the buttocks or legs. There is no pain in the neck or mid-back or upper back. The patient does report a erection problem due to possible back injury, and I explained to him that most likely his L5 S1 nerves are involved in making these symptoms, and he has a hard time maintaining the erection or achieving erection. Pain levels are between 5 to 8. The ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 overall. General activity, mood, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 6. 50% improvement in the pain, especially the right thumb, is now improved. In the ADL, in the system review, in neurology and psych, patient suffers from difficulty sleeping only. However, he denies any headaches or any dizziness, vertigo, or vision disturbance, double vision, or any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, or poor work performance, loss of memory. He also denies any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a ongoing lower back stiffness, and lower back pain, mid-back pain, upper back pain, and wrist and hand pain. But other than that, no other symptoms. No trouble walking is reported. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no relevant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana to help and augment his pain relief. In the compliance program or compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 140/90, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the physical examination came from the previous visit of 5/12/2022, dictation number 0514-062, along with the diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. The patient should continue his thumb spica that was provided by Dr. Sam Hockey. He should continue his physical therapy at 3 times per week for traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie program, and also continue the lower back exercises at home. He has been given a light duty with 7 hours, 7 days with 0 pound lifting. Maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and the patient is going to continue the same treatment. He's being provided with the following medications: Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, with the Tramadol ER 100 mg daily for pain relief, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for relief of pain, and radiculopathy, designed in 4 mg twice a day for relief of muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for local relief. The patient was advised MRI reports and was advised that he should consider having a right sacroiliac joint injection as well as lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 to 6 for the LESI, sacroiliac joint injection times 2 for diagnostic reasons, and so that we can help him with erection problem also along with pain. Patient will be scheduled for the procedure. Thank you.